It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The battle lines have been drawn. On one side, AT&T, the second biggest wireless carrier in America, which wants to acquire T-Mobile, the fourth biggest. On the other side, the Department of Justice, which yesterday filed a lawsuit to stop the deal, saying it would hurt competition and result in higher prices for consumers. This deal will either go through or it won't. What will the effect be for you and me? Let's examine both potential outcomes by using our imaginations and traveling into the future. Molly Wood is with CNET, and she joins us from September 1st, 2012. Molly, what happened?
After heated battles and obviously a lot of money being spent by AT&T, the deal went through. AT&T was able to acquire T-Mobile.
So what's the upshot of the deal for the person looking for a plan, the person wanting to talk on their phones?
On the one hand, it's one fewer choice, for sure. Obviously, though, as it became clear that the merger was going to go through, we saw prepaid plans and smaller regional carriers have become more and more important as it became clear that the national carrier number was going to go down to three. Really, it means that you have three major choices, and really, arguably, two major choices, those being Verizon and AT&T.
Did that result in prices going up?
It certainly did. I mean, that was just, I think, never not going to happen. We had seen Verizon raise prices even in advance of this merger. They had gotten rid of unlimited plans. T-Mobile still had some of the cheaper plans available, and obviously those were swallowed up by the more expensive AT&T plans. Sprint has stood alone in terms of trying to keep slightly more inexpensive, unlimited plans available. But obviously, with the iPhone coming, they're feeling the pressure, too.
That's Molly Wood. Again, we're imagining outcomes for the AT&T T-Mobile deal. Susan Crawford of Cardozo Law School joins us from an alternate future.
You know, it didn't go through. The Department of Justice pulled out all of its guns and litigated to the death and blocked the merger. And we didn't get a joinder between the second largest and the fourth largest wireless carrier in America.
So what was the effect of that? I mean, is your world pretty much the same as my world back here in 2011?
AT&T has had to pay T-Mobile $3 billion for the failure of the merger. And that means that we've got potentially more successful carrier in the person of T-Mobile that can really shake things up in the wireless carrier marketplace.
So consumers end up having a more legitimate fourth option after Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint because T-Mobile has more money to build new stuff?
Exactly. And T-Mobile's pretty plucky. They were already playing the role of the upstart that's willing to go the extra mile and really provide terrific customer service and provide lower cost plans for Americans.
Finally, Susan, who ends up winning the World Series in 2011?
The Yankees, obviously.
That's Susan Crawford, and we now return to present day reality. Next time you fly, the plane might feel lighter. British Airways will start replacing their pilots' flight bags of manuals and charts with iPads. United and Continental are doing the same. Might not seem like a big deal until you look at some of the numbers United has shared.
16 million.
Pieces per year of paper charts and information United no longer has to print.
38.
Pounds per old flight bag. An iPad weighs a pound and a half.
326,000.
Gallons of jet fuel saved per year by not carrying those old flight bags. And finally,
zero
chance of ever playing Angry Birds on a paper chart. Just doesn't work. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.